Unit 1. Going places. Lesson 1. Ordering at a restaurant. 1. Dialogue. Listen to the dialogue and note the colloquial expressions.
Welcome to Vesuvius. How many?
A table for 4, please. Non-smoking.
I can seat you straight away. Please follow me. Your waiter will be right with you. Here are your menus.
Good evening. I'm Andre, and I'll be your waiter this evening. Can I get you anything to drink before dinner?
I'll have a beer. What about you, honey?
I'll have a goblet of white wine, please.
I'm driving tonight, so I'll just have a soft drink.
What kind of mixed drinks do you have?
We can make just about anything you want. The frozen margaritas are good.
Ooh, that sounds yummy. I'll have that.
Here you all are. Are you ready to order now, or do you need more time?
Are there any specials this evening?
Yes, we have a sirloin steak with a baked potato, green salad, and soup.
I'll have that. Well done, please.
Okay. And for you, ma'am?
I think I'll have the spaghetti and meatballs.
Me too. That sounds really good.
2 spaghetti and meatballs, and you, sir?
What do you recommend?
If you like fish, the baked salmon is excellent.
Okay, I'll have that. 5. Mini dialogues. Listen and fill in the blanks, then role-play the dialogues with a partner.
Welcome to Italy's Garden Restaurant. Do you have a reservation?
Yes, we do. The name is Honda.
Ah, yes, Mr. Honda. I can seat you straight away. How many?
Well, there will be 2 joining us later, so 6 altogether.
All right. Please follow me.
Honey, what kind of mixed drink are you in the mood for tonight?
I'm driving, so I'll just have a soft drink.
Oh, that's too bad. Can't we get a taxi home?
No, not really. It's a bit far. But you go ahead. Order a cocktail.
Thanks. I think I will, if you don't mind. Sir, are you ready to order?
I can't decide. What do you recommend?
Well, today's special is quite good. Chicken in cream sauce.
I'll have that. It sounds yummy.
Anything to drink?
I'm driving tonight, so just a soft drink, please. 6. Cultural close-up. Read about American culture and answer the questions using information from the reading.
Darling, honey, sweetie pie. Americans use terms of endearment extensively in everyday conversations with loved ones. This custom, which originated in European languages, sometimes surprises Japanese people who hear an American calling to his wife from across a crowded room with a loud, "Sweetheart!" or a wife who calls her husband, "Darling," in front of his work colleagues. These types of terms are rare in the Japanese language. People in the U.S. use these terms to show their affection for or familiarity with the other person. Although these types of terms are mainly used between lovers, they are not necessarily only used in the context of an intimate relationship. For instance, parents often use terms of endearment with their children. Older people sometimes use them when talking to a younger person. Children are sometimes affectionately referred to as pumpkin, sugar, and sweetie pie. Grandparents and aunts and uncles will sometimes use endearment terms with younger relatives, even after they become adults and are married themselves. Endearment terms are so natural in everyday conversations that most people don't notice when other people use these types of terms with them. However, a word of caution is needed here. Using an endearment term with someone you aren't familiar with or do not know very well could be misinterpreted by the other person and offend him or her. It is best to use them only with family members, a husband or wife, or someone you know very well.